This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, grocery plus beer jingles and Rex Ryan's teeth. All coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries, axe for it by name.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold
with a question of vital importance coming up.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Some say Lenny. I'm Chick McGee at the Dude Wife Sports Desk. Here's Tom.
Tom, when was the last time you were at a grocery store?
Let's see.
You know what? I'm sorry I asked. Here's the
Normally the answer would be yesterday, but I haven't been to a grocery store since Thursday.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we know, have you seen, is the Monster Mash cereal out where they take Booberry and Frankenberry and Count Chocula and the Mummy one and the Wolf one and they throw them all together?
Oh, it is, yes.
I don't know.
What?
It is, yes.
Right. Okay.
It's at Meijer right now.
Okay.
I don't know about the Mummy one and the Wolf one. What are those?
Fruity something and
fruity.
They're the
blue?
Less popular ones, but
the
they're
blueberry.
Yeah, but they're out there.
Yeah.
So
what
so,
is it? Lichen, Luca for wolf. What is
lycanthrope?
Lycanthrope. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm lost. So it's a cereal. What is it like? Frankenberry and
blueberry and Count Chocula and then Yummy Mummy or something and then Fruit Brute. That was the wolf.
Fruit Brute.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember Fruit Brute now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, can we bring some of that in and give it
sure.
a try?
Because I've never tried it, but I...
Yeah, I'm not big on chocolate,
yeah.
chocolate
Yummy
cereal.
Yummy Mummy. Mm-hmm.
I love cereal.
I love Count Chocula.
I do too.
And
do too.
As it happens,
was
I was I was at Trader Joe's. I don't know if they carry that.
Yeah.
I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, and they do not.
Yes, okay. They
but it is in stock at the closest Meijer's.
Okay. Yeah,
there you go.
All right.
She was right.
So,
because I know how much you love the Monster Mash.
I do. I've never had this.
Have you had this before?
No.
Is it new this year? Or
I think a couple of years ago, probably. Yeah. It's fairly new.
And we threatened to try it.
All right, I'll bring it in.
Okay.
So help me God, we will.
That's Miss Hooker. Now, hey, just real quick, I know that you're helping out with our special Pigskin Picks competition. You know who won?
I do.
Yes.
Who?
Travis Schaefer.
Yay. Very good.
Very good.
Did you say Schaefer?
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
It makes him so happy.
It does.
I just think, as Pat pointed out, can you imagine advertising some booze like that now? Hey, get really drunk with
binge drinking Jack Daniels.
And that was around when you guys were kids?
I don't remember.
Yes.
It was early.
It's amazing how many, as a kid, how many jingles of like beer I could do. You know, the Hams, the beer refreshing.
You remember that
when
one?
You say,
Hams, the I do beer remember refreshing. That one.
Hams, I don't.
The beer. I don't think it's
It was supposed to be kind
now.
Of a Native American feel, if you will.
Okay.
Or at least
a
what
chance,
is perceived as Native American by Hollywood, you know, unfortunately.
I remember Schlitz beer.
Yeah.
That was the old-timey beer.
Yeah, Schlitz always made me laugh.
Yeah, of course. I think it was named that on purpose.
Yeah.
You remember, Hey Mabel, Black Label.
Carling Black Label beer.
Okay. Sure.
See,
my grandparents had two cans of Falstaff in their old refrigerator.
Falstaff, yeah.
I remember my dad looking at those and going, they have to be worth something. They were just these ancient,
is that right?
These ancient rusted old cans.
The old cans with the pop tops.
Yeah.
Remember those that were,
Is there a reason why they don't make pop tops anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because they're littered?
Yes. People cut their feet on them.
Jimmy Buffett had a song.
They
wouldn't have a song.
They were everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be a shame.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Great song. They were everywhere, yeah.
I bet the beer tasted better with those for some reason.
Yeah.
I bet everything tasted better.
Really?
Everything was better before regulations.
As soon as those revenuers started taking the poison out of moonshine.
Hang on a second. Are we talking about beer?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on to yourselves.
Yabba-dabba-doo. When you do for a beer, Busch does it. Oh, there's a lot of Busch going to be sold. Beginning right now. Fill her up, Fritz.
I'm with them.
Busch beer.
That's my favorite.
With
always
the Flintstones.
Has been.
The Fred Flintstone voice, is that the guy, the To the Moon Alice guy?
No, but the Flintstones kind of is absolutely
it's
the
honeymoon. It's a rip-off of that.
That sounds
they always denied it, but it's you know, my dog watches it and goes, Racky Reefin? I mean, you know, it's not that far of a leap.
Racky Reefin.
It is pretty close. I think it's time for a song from Pat Godwin. I've been watching you rehearse behind the glass in there.
I got nothing. I'm just dragging today. Last night's date night.
Oh,
they changed it from Thursday to Tuesday. So I just get out of that situation just so deliriously happy.
Uh-huh.
I come in here and it's all snarky and sarcastic. And it's hard for me to get into that vibe.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
Oh, so wait a second. So the setup on this is that you're happy because you had a date last night?
Got a new girlfriend. Things are going great. Stopped all that drinking and started losing weight. Did you see me before, fellas, ladies? Now when I pick up a guitar, every song that I know, every song that I have now just blows. I got nothing, nothing witty to say. 'Cause I'm in a great mood. Good things are coming my way. I got nothing. And I can't complain. My songs came from heartbreak, tragedy, loss, and pain. Oh, no more drama, no more stress. I'm not hungover and I'm not depressed. No more sad, lonely times. Oh, I'm not horny, I'm satisfied. Well, I'm a little horny. You want to go inside? I got nothing. Nothing bluesy today. 'Cause I'm in love, oh, and that's all I have to say. It's been nothing but trouble, many old girlfriends. Relationships always came to an end, but they inspired many of my better songs. Oh, the new stuff's no good, but it sure is long. I got nothing, oh, nothing much to sing. So I'll just sit here smiling and not write one damn thing. I got nothing.
He's got nothing.
'Cause there's nothing wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
And I have no idea.
No Tommy idea.
Gee, how do I end this song? I'll end it like this.
Oh, that's great, Pat.
I screwed up the intro. But
glad things are going so well for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that...
Where'd you go on date night?
We stayed in, actually, and cooked for once.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Very nice.
Oh, what'd you cook? You can't eat anything. I mean, what do you...
Actually, the vegan pasta that Jess gifted me, the orange stuff.
Oh, good. Red pepper. Nice. Yep.
Vegan pasta.
It was delicious.
Uh-huh. Red
olive
pepper,
oil, a little bit of garlic,
yeah.
Big chunk of beef brisket and top.
Oh, that sounds good, yeah.
And, and for dessert, a little dish. A little dessert, a little dish.
Here comes my sugar train.
Yes, it is.
Sugar train!
So when do you put the big guy? I know you got the kit you have to take with you.
Yeah, the CPAP thing.
Well,
my
you got a
travel CPAP.
It's got a suitcase and tubes and a plug and everything.
All that kind of stuff.
Do you put that on as like a little post-coital ritual?
I wait for it to get dark so it doesn't scare her. And I,
okay.
Does she stay at your place so you don't have to travel with all that stuff?
We've been staying at her place as of late for the last 6 months. She has a brand new house. So it's fantastic down there. Very
cool. Do you have your own drawer?
I do have my own drawer, yeah.
Wait a minute. Nice. She has a brand new house?
Brand new house, yeah.
You've answered a lot of questions for me.
So I'm sorry. Where's your drawer? Is it like in the bathroom?
That's by the nightstand there.
And then that's sweet.
And then the bathroom.
So what do you keep in it?
Like underwear.
You keep clothes there?
Yeah, the Magnum condoms and stuff and all that stuff.
You don't want to knock her up. I mean, you know.
Well, does she let you sleep in the bed or at the end, like Michael Scott?
I get a little slipper. I get a little slipper.
Okay, all right. Okay, a little bed that says Pat on it.
Now, do you have your own toothpaste or
all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. You don't use her toothpaste?
No. I mean, I use her toothpaste, yeah, but
you do?
My own toothbrush, yeah.
Okay, what kind of toothpaste do you use?
Colgate with the baking soda. Yeah, the Colgate.
Okay.
But it's like a very inexpensive toothpaste, one of the best.
Oh, really? Good to know.
Nothing but the best for Pat.
By the way, you and I are not the only ones that have noticed Rex Ryan's teeth on ESPN.
And I'm the one who has ADD.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with Rex Ryan's teeth?
They are, it's almost like he's got some kind of electricity beaming out light.
Oh, because they're too white?
They're alarmingly white.
I hate that.
He went too white.
Yeah, I can't tell if, are they
either
dentures or is that just some kind of paint
it
they
might
put on them?
Be the new
caps. Yeah.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's
well, there's veneers. There's a crazy whitening thing out there now, I guess, that's nuts. It weakens your teeth.
Well, sure it does. It takes all the enamel.
They don't look great. It looks ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you like that. Okay.
Just saying. Okay, never mind.
I don't show a lot of teeth.
They're really white.
Yeah. Time to get back to the...
Those are veneers.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
No, I mean, they're whiter than white. It's
those
crazy.
Those might be dentures. Those gums don't look real.
I know, the gums don't look natural.
No.
But who knows? I'm just surprised to hear Tom complain about something being too white.
Thank you.
That's fair.
I would agree if I could. Let's go back to the Dude Wipe Sports Desk with Chick McGee.
Guess what I've got for you, Tom?
The Flintstones, brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Hey, kids.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Daddy, can I have a Winston?
I want Winston's.
Alan Reed did Fred Flintstone's voice. Very distinctive. The Yabba Dabba Doo, the famous...
Anybody maybe question having a children's cartoon pumping cancer sticks?
They eventually did. Yeah,
but I mean
you guys remember, well,
Christy and I, and candy cigarettes.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we had them too.
We had them too. Yeah.
And some of the good ones would actually kind of puff.
Yeah.
Or they had the big bubblegum cigars. You remember those?
Yes, I do remember the bubblegum cigars.
Oh, the bubblegum cigars. I love the bubblegum cigars.
Yes.
I mean, even they hit it all. Big League Chew was essentially chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
Yes, that's still out there.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Developed by the great Jim Boughton, one of my favorites. Do you think that candy cigarettes will get in the Toy Hall of Fame, or are they Pete Rose?
No.
They're Pete Rose in that, too?
They have a troubled past, I think, yes.
They were candy cigarettes.
A pretzel stick.
Smoked by 14-year-old girls.
So Pete had a lifetime ban. Now that he's not alive, can he be put in the Hall of Fame?
Who knows?
Oh. He's in a clip saying he doesn't want to after his...
Really?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, no, that's how I'd feel, too. Yeah, you're not giving it to me now. Don't give it to me when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, now we return to the sports list because we have some exciting world records.
Well, we have the world's largest artificial reef. You want to stop there?
Oh this could be. These are great.
A historic ocean liner may soon become the world's largest artificial reef. The vessel, the SS United States. Is that the USS USS? US?
The USS USS?
Is the largest passenger ship ever built in the United States. It's now in desperate need of a new home. Earlier this year, a judge ordered the 1,000-foot ocean liner must vacate its berth at a pier in Philadelphia following year-long dispute over rent and dock fees. A solution has since been proposed to sink the boat off the coast of the Florida Panhandle so it can join the area's more than 500 artificial reefs. Okaloosa County officials have approved a contract. It's contingent upon the resolution of court-imposed mediation. The process of cleaning, transporting, sinking the vessel is expected to take at least a year and a half.
Okay, well, good. These are really good things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would they torpedo the thing for practice?
Maybe.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't think maybe. So, but yeah.
Are we being attacked by somebody's Navy that we don't know about? Do you know something?
Oh, yeah.
They're always out there.
You know how
it is. Right. Everybody on the East Coast, you look out the window, you see a Russian periscope.
What? Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Sub.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Oh, there are periscopes. You look out, you see a dozen periscopes.
We're sinking a sub tonight, kids.
We have periscopes in here now.
How deep would they sink? Sink it.
To the bottom.
To the bottom. Thank you.
All the way. All the way to the bottom.
No kidding. Now, we have...
It's time, Tom.
No.
Stupid
world. It's not. It's time for a surprise guest.
I was mistaken.
A surprise guest.
If you look at your big screen there, you're going to see Ed Septic. Hey, Ed, how are you?
That's right. I'm doing great. Oh, yeah. It's Ed Septic, the plumber that don't give a flush. I'm here. I'm happy. It's fall, which means one thing. Apple time.
Oh!
Miss Christy Lee, Jess, maybe you guys could help me with this. Let me ask you, why do babes love going apple picking so much?
Well, you're outside, it's pretty, it's nice, you get fresh fruit.
I get that, but you're paying a company money to do their job for them. Actually, okay. That's a pretty brilliant business model. Actually, it probably only works with apples, though.
Yeah.
Your old lady can't be all like, hey, babe, you know what would be fun? How about next Saturday we go work a couple hours down at the Foot Locker? I've never once gotten a call from a broad asking if they could use the honey dipper to take their man out to go suck some septic.
Yeah, septic sucking, not fun.
Of all jobs, why apple picking? You broads pick a cool job. Go into your man and be like, hey, babe, this Sunday, let's go be NFL referees for the afternoon.
Cool.
Or, hey, hon, I was thinking we could go be fluffers on an all-female porno shoot. Christian, you realize you're taking someone else's job. They just hiked 4 months to get to that job. They show up and they're like, sorry, Cassidy and Megan thought it'd be fun to take a hayride and go apple picking with their boyfriends for the afternoon. So no job for you, Jorge. Maybe try over at the pumpkin patch down the street. Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, apples and pumpkins, they probably... maybe check the watermelon farm. Anyway, I used to work at an apple orchard growing up. Not everybody knows that.
Oh.
My job was picking all the rotted up apples up off the ground. They'd use them to make cider, hand to God. Though you know who likes apples more than a white lady in a tan tunic? Who? Worms and bees.
Yeah, they love them.
Yeah, I got stung up a bunch and caught a raging case of the ringworm.
Oh.
Yeah, as a youth, that pretty much ended my wrestling career. Along with most of the team. Yeah, the ringworm was running pretty rampant. We had to buy all new mats. Yeah. Anyway, I better mosey on out of here. Chick, today I got a 9:30, a 10:30, and a 2:30. I am up to my eyeballs in it today.
Oh, boy.
I'm antiseptic. Oh, remember, I'm not trying to make any money, folks. I just love to lay pipe.
Thank you, Lenny.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.